Right.
So his is older than yours. His may be the dual filament the dual bulb version, which is what he's saying. So
you would just buy two single bulb LED lights then, right? I mean, why would you have to rewire it?
Well, it's because it depends how you want to make it all work. If you want those single bulbs to be the indicators and operate with the indicators of the, in fact, it would become brake lights too, with the filament that's a brake light as well in the dual filament bulb,
mm-hmm.
You'd have to tie it together. That's not how they wired it originally. Originally, those single bulbs had a different set of wires going to the front of the trailer, and they operated from something else coming from the tow vehicle. So obviously back in the day, the tow vehicles were wired a little bit differently.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I also put a blog post. So if you go to the blog.thevep.com and you type LED, you will see my blog post. I think I even did a little video about when I did mine. I used... I had a dual filament for the tail lights, so I used an 1157-23-5630 red, and it was a direct replacement for the 1157 dual element brake light. So that's what I have. So it lights up one for the parking lights, and it lights up the second one with the brakes, the dual filament. And then I had. For the 57 bulbs used in my running lights, I used the BA9-5-550, and those were my running lights, LEDs. So don't forget to do the running lights, Steve. You're going to do them. But, yeah, he's got all of them. But, yeah, if you have to rewire that to a dual element, so do they have fixtures or something that you can get? I mean, it's a kind of common bulb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Vintage Trailer Supply sells those backing plates, complete assemblies, with either two bulbs or one bulb. Really depends what you want to do.
Okay.
So
an LED bulb.
And that's the new. No, it's not the LED bulbs, but it's got the sockets in it that are, you know, the whatever bayonet fitting type, whatever they call them.
Yeah. And. Whatever you decide, the bulbs, LEDs are available. So,
yeah.
All righty. Here's another question here. Let's see. Oh, he has a picture. Yeah, so his picture shows... Well, I can tell... Oh, so his picture shows two different... for the taillights. It shows two different sockets. One has a dual element, and one has a single element socket.
Right.
So, you're saying convert them, merge them into the one dual element?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay.
And then, trailers that we've taken apart to the nth degree, all the wiring comes out of it.
Right.
But the ones that we haven't taken apart to any degree, we just disconnect the wiring on one end and disconnect it on the other so it's not playing into it. You can tie it together, and maybe it makes things brighter for an indicator or brakes. I'm not really sure, but you'd end up with two bulbs going on.
Yeah. So either one bulb for running lights or parking lights, and then two bulbs come on for brake or vice versa. Probably that way, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Hope that helps. He has another question here about AGM batteries.
And, of course, question number three out of my two questions is, do I need to bring my AGM batteries indoors for the winter? Live in Minnesota, so yeah, it gets cold. It's already cold. I read somewhere where you can keep them outdoors if you keep them fully charged. So can I just leave them on my charger? Or is it just easiest to disconnect and drag them inside to the basement? Thank you, boys. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Steve, for those questions. Appreciate that. Well, I just leave
my... I feel your pain, Steve. It's cold here.
It's cold there.
But I never take the batteries out.
No.
That's another pain. What I will tell you, though, is that typically I'll leave the trailer for, you know, a couple months or whatever without doing anything to it. Then I plugged mine in last week, and it's actually still plugged in.